So the piece that we're doing is, I said, let's just summarize again. We started off with the Taz in Reish Lamed, the Yoreder Reish Lamed Dalet. And the Taz brought the Machlekes Tur and Beis Yosef as to whether if she says, Koinom Tashmishi Olai, is that right? Whether that could work. Koinam Tashmishi al Ha'olam, or whatever the Lashon is, whether that could work. Koinam Tashmishi al Kol Ha'olam, the Torah says that's the that is the case, and that Yefer, he has to be Mefer, and the Beis Yosef said that isn't so. If she says Koinam Tashmishi al Kol Ha'olam, it's not Chal at all, because there's a shibud on her goof. So the Beis Yosef changes the Loshon in the Shulchan Aruch to Osra lehatashmish kol odom sheba olam. The Isur is chal on the olam, not on her. So then there's no problem with the shibudim, and that's why he has to be a mefer. So that was the Beis Yosef's one kasha on the tour, and the Beis Yosef's other kasha on the tour was where the tour says that Achit is garish. Once she gets divorced from him, then he becomes kolul al kabir with kol ha'olam, and an issa would be chal then as well on him. And and he asked that dvorim shebeinu leveno, which apply which are not chal even after girushin until she remarries, so that shouldn't be here. Answers the Maharshal on the second kasha. No, dvorim shebeinu leveno is only when she asks just him. But when she asks the whole Olam, he's Nichlal, and when there's a Gerushin, the Neder is Chal on him, the same as Kol Olam, because he is Kol Olam. Says the Bach and the Prisho, that Teretz works for the first Kasha too, and the Beis Yosef shouldn't have to change the Loshin. So that's their whole point, is therefore that the Beis Yosef could have stayed with the Loshon of the once we accept the Marshal, we could have stayed with the Loshon of the Tur, because the that's also answered in the same way, that since it's Kol Ha'olam, he's part of Kol Ha'olam, Koinam Tashmishi al Kol Ha'olam, and yes, in his capacity as husband, he's got a shibud on her, but in his capacity as Kol Ha'olam, he wears two hats. He's also a member of Kol Ha'olam, and as Kol Ha'olam, he's got no shibud on her, and therefore the neder should be chal on him as a member of Kol Ha'olam. And the Taz says that's an error. The fact that it's kol doesn't work, and he brings various rayas. That even a neder kolel, he's not included in the klal. He's the husband, and his situation is different. And we said that the Tzoyis HaChoshen is going to defend the Prisho and the Bach, which will then support the tour against the Beis Yosef. That's how we would come out, isn't that right? That if we've defended the Bach and the Prisho, then we will come out that in fact the first kasha is answered with a Marshal, and there's no reason to change the Loshon. That even if she would have asked her guf on Kol Ha'olam, he would still have to be mefer, even though there's a shibud. So that's what the Tzoyis sets out to do, and he does it quite a long route. It takes quite a long route to do that. And let's go through very quickly what he did in order to get there. So he started off with the Tosfos in Ksubis and Ksubis Nun Tes that made the chiluk between a koinam kloli and a koinam proti. That where were they malim the shibud of the av of the Baal and the Baal Chayiv, because Tosfos says they were malim both of them. Dafke bekoinamus, where the intention is to be mafkia the Baal Chayiv or to be mafkia the shibud of the Baal. So when she targets the Baal Hashibud, with her koinam, or a bal choiv targets the bala shibud with his koinam, that's when we're malim the shibud of the owner of the shibud. But where there's a koinam klali, that doesn't apply. There's no reason for that to be malim. From there, the Ktsois HaChoshen takes it that all koinam klolis, which are kedushas damim, and pidyon applies to them, are not mafkia midei shibud. So he comes out then that if it's a koinam kloli, it's not mafkia midei shibud, and if it's a koinam proti, we're malim the shibud. So it comes out lemaisa that all koinamas are not mafkia midei shibud one way or another, and he has a difficulty with the Rashbo. He has a difficulty with the Ramo, because the Ramo seems to imply that if his Osran HaKol Ha'ilam, it works, it's Chal, it's Mafkia Midei Shibud, and he says if he's Asas at HaKol Ha'ilam, it's not Mafkia Midei Shibud, because it's a Koinam Kloli, and it has Pidyon, and a Koinam Kloli is not Mafkia Midei Shibud. Ashbo possibly holds differently, has a little bit of a difficulty with that, but he stays with that. I did look up the Mordechai. I don't know if you had a chance to look at the Mordechai.
We looked at it first, but haven't come back to it.
Yeah, and the Mordechai says, he does say, quite mefurish, like the Ramo wants to say here, if the Koinam Kloli, it works. I'm wondering, and I haven't done enough work on it to be sure. In the notes here, he asks the Kasha of Stira of the Run on the Run. And I'm wondering whether there's a difference between sometimes they might talk about Osran al-Kol Ha'ilam, meaning al-Kol Ha'ilam, but not himself. So in the case of Reish Lamed Dalet in Yerida, that doesn't apply. But in the case of a Bal Choiv, it does. So where he's Asas at al-Kol Ha'ilam, that's not yet a Koinam Kloli.
He's left one man out.
And he could still be targeting the Bal Chuv using the Koinam mechanism. The only time it's a true Koinam Kloli is when it includes himself. And I'm wondering whether, even in the Mordechai, although it doesn't seem to be in the Mordechai, maybe even the Ramo, when they say, Elam Ken Osran Kol Ha'ilam, and then it is Mafkia Mide, and then it is Mafkia Mide Shibud, maybe that's... And then it's not Mafkia Midei Shibud. Maybe that's talking where he did the whole Olam, but not himself. And then there'll still be Almur Rabbonin. But I'm not sure. It really has the din of a Prati. It's a lot of people and a lot of Pratim. Everybody except him. It's certainly to be Miyashiv the Stira in the Rav that he brings in the notes at the bottom. That might help. The Mordechai seems a little bit spread out that a Koinam Kloli kind of works. So now with that he's able to attack the Taz. So let's go through that inside. The Ayin Beyorodeh, so we're now in the middle of Sif Hei Simen Kuf Yud Zayin. Sif Koton Hei Simen Kuf Yud Zayin. The Ayin Beyorodeh Simen Reish Lamed Daled Das HaBeis Yosef Gabi Omra Koinam Tashmishi Al Kol Ho'ilom De'in Tzorich HaBal LaHafer De'mishabdile. If he says koinam tashmishi al kol ha'ilam, the baal should not have to be mefer because he's meshubed. She's meshubed to him. Ve'atur kos of the yefer, and the kotur says he's got to be mefer. Ve'chos v'habach v'haprisha mishum demigu dechal al kol ha'ilam chal nami ledidei. He's included in kol ha'ilam, so the shibud is chal. So the koinam is chal. Doesn't help that he's a kollel. But apart from the lechi megarsha, during the time of the marriage, the Gemara is accepting that her yodayim are mekudoshim to the baal, are meshubodim to the baal. She didn't say just to the husband. She made a kohen klali on her hands. If she asks on him, he's got a shibud. So it must be talking where he didn't say it specifically to him, but where she made a general koinah for everybody. So you see, it works. Doesn't help to have a loshen kolel. He is not included in the even if it's a loshen kolel, the shibud is applies. It's mafkia midei shibud even if it's a loshen kolel.
It's not mafkia the
shibud even if it's a loshen kolel. So here we begin to see this distinction that I'm trying to make. When he talks about a loshen kolel, what is that? When she uses a loshen kolel, that's everybody in the world. And the shaila is he included or excluded of that set? Is everybody in the does he have a capacity as a member of the world, or is he just a baal? So that's a different discussion from a kohenim kloli and a kohenim proti. That's still two kohenim protis. A kohenim proti that is worded in a kolelik way. And a kohen proti that's worded in a proti dika way, which is what it discussed. So maybe we can work with that a little bit. I need tomo alatzbi b'mashikos of ataz. I can't understand the taz. Lochiach deim dechalik ben osra al kol ha'ilom al habal lechud. Honiru divrei abes Yosef v'prishu mivorim b'divrei atos v'shihikshu miperek almonu gabi itzdele tohamu l'shibu dide isho uvalo v'tireitz Teheche de Nesa l'chol ha'ilom lekol ha'meichash u'mafkia midei shibud. I don't know if you've got there's a misprint in mine here. Le'mafkia, yeah, if you look in the Tosfos, it's lekol ha'meichash u'mafkia midei shibud. It is mafkia midei shibud because it's a kohen klali. V'mken al kochach ha'idei kashi yodai lo'oseyem ha'ino al ha'bal l'chude. So if the Gemara asks from itztela onto the yekadshu ma'ase yodai, and answers, no, it's the law applies to the kolo ilam kuloi, so clearly, ma'ase yodai, the yekad yodaim lo say must be proti, v'chein pirish rashi b'fere kafe pidal abal, komro l'chude, v'im ken vadai, dokur abonim b'milta shapir. And so when she says, koino ma'ase yodai, that's to the baal alone. And so what does he prove from there? That's Dokur Rabbonin. Why Dokur Rabbonin? So he's got he's proved that when she says Ye Kadshu Ma'aseh Yodai, that's Dafke to the husband. That's a Prati, implying that if she would have done it to the whole Olam, then what would the din have been? Then it would have worked. So here too, the question is whether we're looking at it would have worked because he's part of Kol Ha'ilam, or it would have worked because it's a Kohenim Kloli. That would depend whether she included herself in it or not, according to the Chiluk that I want to suggest. So because the Taz wanted to bring a Raya against the Prisha and the Bach from this din, much money needed by the Shiloh Baloilam, Elam Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua, by Mesh, Yekachi, Yadai, the same day, the Yadai, Itnu Baloilam, Bufachin, and Mimakachi, from Misham, the Yadai, Labal, Umishanin, and Bermes, Lachim, Megarish, Harilafonech, the Mashi, Omri, Yekachu, Yodai, who Loshon Kailo, Shiloh Yane, Shum, Odom Baloilam, Mimasa, Yodai, is what the Taz says, Fafil, Hachi, Parchinale, the Haim, Shubodim, the Baal. So you see that there are Koinim Kloli, and the Baal's included. Says the Chosin, it's not a Kohenim Kloli. It can't be a Kohenim Kloli. You see that from the way the Gemara answers it up from Itztela. It must be a Kohenim Proti. Yeah, so Itztela is Kloli that includes, is a genuine Kohenim Kloli. It's possible that the issue with Ma'ase Yodel, when the Taz says that you see from here that Yekachu Yodai, who Loshen Kohelel, Shelo Yenei Shum Odom Ba'ilum Ma'ase Yodel, it doesn't include her. She can be, so the only issue is he kolel or not? So I'm wondering how the Ktzos HaChoshen can ask from the case of Itzela versus Ma'aseh Yodel to the case of Ma'ase Yodeh itself, because in the case of Ma'ase Yodeh, which the Taz is discussing, is whether she's included in the, whether he's included in the Kolel or he isn't. That's one discussion. And the discussion about Itzdelo versus Ma'ase Yodeh is a discussion about the Kohen Kloli versus the Kohen Proti. And they might be two different things, or that might be good for the machloikis Taz and Ksoiz Achoshin. But according to the Ksoiz Achoshin, we don't find such a chiluk of the whole world except me, and is it, is he, it's either Kohen Kloli or it's a Kohen Proti. If it's a Kohen Proti, then it's directed against him. Whether it includes other people too is irrelevant, but it has a din of Kedushas Haguf. If it's a Kohen Kloli, it has a din of Kedushas Domim, and it includes everybody, including her. So the Ksoiz Achoshin doesn't seem to want to make that chiluk. But it might lead into a whole lot of different difficulties, and that might be the chiluk of the Taz. That the Taz wants to say, yeah, we're not talking about, this is not about Kohen Kloli and Kohen Proti, this is talking about whether or not a Baal is included in Kol Ha'ilam. A different issue. In a Kohen Proti. It's a Kohen Proti, but is he the target? The target is Kol Ha'ilam. He might not be Kol Ha'ilam. In which case, he's not targeted at all.
So you mean he felt the Rabbanim were lo daku clearly because the Rabbanim were dealing with the comparison?
Yes, because then if we're right, and I haven't done enough work to say this, but let's work with it a little bit and see where it takes us, because there are a lot of, without this, there are a lot of things that don't work. The Ksoiz Achoshin then, his view would be, and you remember how we've talked a few times now, how the Ksoiz Achoshin and many Rishonim Achrim have a world view, and that's how they're mefarish. And if the Taz doesn't fit into that, he leaves it as a kasha, that he doesn't change his world view, because there are just too many other things that would need to change. So he stays with his world view and has a kasha on the Taz. Fine. So he disagrees with the Taz. At least he understands the tur. So now we're really understanding the two, what we're getting to the essence of the machlokes Tur and Beis Yosef. Yeah. If I'm right. So the Ksoiz Achoshin might be saying, for me in halacha, there's one difference, Kohenim Kloli and Kohen Proti. And I look at the world in that sense. Is it a Kohenim Kloli, which is a Kedushas Domim, and therefore is not Mafkia Midei Shibud? Is it a Kedushas Haguf, which is not Kedushas Dom? Is it a Kedushas Kohenim Proti, which is Kedushas Haguf? And should be Mafkia Midei Shibud, but they were Ma'alim, except in certain cases, they were Ma'alim. Those are the two differences. I don't see a different category in Halacha, says the Ksoiz Achoshin, and I'm not willing to go there. That being the case, I don't know how the Taz can say that when she says Mekadosh Ma'aseh Yodai Lebalein, that she means a Kloli. It's quite clear that it means so he disregards that category that we've talked about, which is a Kohenim Proti al Kol Ha'ilam Chutz Mimeni. He says there's no such thing in Halacha. We don't find such a distinction.
They call it Kloli.
And the Taz says that's a kind of a Kloli. The Taz says that's a kind of a Kloli, and that might resolve a whole lot of difficulties. And that would then explain the Machlokes Beis Yosef and Tur. So the Beis Yosef then holds like the Taz, and that's why he says, Elak im Kain, Osran al Kol Ha'ilom. Then it would be Mafkia Midei Shibud, because that's a Kohenim Proti. Then it would be Mafkia Midei Shibud, is that right? Which is a good law, Yochel Osran al Amal Velachud, Loh Meyunu Chasai Kohenom. Elohim Kein Osron al Kol Ha'ilom, meaning if he did it al Kol Ha'ilom, meaning it's a real Kohenim Kloli, then no. So that basically says that would, the question says that wouldn't work because it's not Mafkia Midei Shibud. So it might be talking about al Kol Ha'ilom Chutz Mimeni. I don't know if we can answer the two on this.
But when he said Migu the Kol Ha'ilom calls Osron himself, that makes it Kolah.
That makes it Kolel, but it doesn't necessarily give it a din of a Kohenim Kloli. So Kolel, I don't think it will help us with the Ramo. It will help us with the Taz, the way the Taz learns, Yekadshu Ma'ase Yodai Leba'aleihem, that where the Ksoiz Achoshin proves so obviously from Ksubis, that the Gemara asks from Itztila and says, no, Itztila is a Kohenim Kloli. Now, Itzel is a real Kohenim Kloli, because Itzel is like a real, it's like a korban almost. It's also like a lo'ilom, it's got a... why it's mafkir the shibud, because it's chal right on the guf, it's a real koinam kloli that applies to everybody in the world. There's no pidyon. It's almost like a korban. It belongs to the maize. It's an isur hanor. It's right on the one extreme of koinomus. So that's clear. And the Gemara says, but is not for everybody. Says the Ketzos HaChoshen. You see, it's not for everybody. That means it's only for the Baal. So it's a koinam proti. I'm suggesting that the Taz might hold. It's a koinam koilo. It's a koinam proti, which is koilo. So yes, it's a koinam proti, and therefore we should be mailing the shibud of the Baal, and otherwise it would be chal. Says the Beis Yosef, says the Taz, it's a koinam koilel, and the Marshal's din, that whole Marshal, that's where the whole thing would come from, really. Let's just have a look at the Taz again. Okay, you've got it quoted in the Tzoy Sachesh, I'm just used to seeing it in the Taz itself. Just let's try and understand whether this works. So the Tur comes along and says, Im Omra koinam tashmishi al kol ha'ilom, yefer. The neder is chal. So that is a case where she asks her tashmish al kol ha'ilom, and this is this could be it's her husband as well. It's kol ha'ilom. It could be she too. It's just that there's not enough kimina for that. So this could be a kolel or it could be a kloli using this distinction. V'hikshol beis Yosef deep chaver elam koyin tashmish kol ha'ilom alai do loshen koyin tashmishi loy ma'ani kiven shemushu bedes loy. Doesn't help. There's a shibud. She can't say my tashmish is also. There's a shibud. And furthermore, even after the gerushin, this is dover shebeinu levena, and that should remain mutter until she remarries. It's not chal at all until she remarries. When she remarries, he becomes kol ha'ilom. But until she remarries, he retains his status legabi this as baal. Or even if he's not Baal, the fact is the Koinam wasn't Chal, and it doesn't Chal with a Gerushin alone, because he could still remarry her. The only time it's Chal is when she remarries and it's no longer even a potential Baal.
And therefore, it was Lashon Koil, and
Therefore says the Beis Yosef, that even if she uses a Lashon Koil, nothing can be Chal. He's got a Shibud, there's a Shibud. Comes the Marshal on the second kasha and says, no, Beinu Lebeinu only works if it's the two of them alone. Now maybe, I'm exploring this, maybe the Marshal is the one who's being mechadish, this new thing. Because he doesn't say it's only Chal if it's not the Kodem Kloli or it's a Kodem. Dafka Shebeinu Lebeinu Levad. There's a special Kodem between a husband and a wife that includes nobody else. That's what works even after gerushin. It's not chal now. It's not chal after gerushin. Aval hocha she'osro kol ha'ilom aleho, ela shehu nichlal b'neihem. He's not saying this is a koinam kloli. He's saying this is a koinam kolel. Hu shehu nichlal b'neihem bishum hachi afilu hu meifer chelkoi einem mufer ela b'oido tachtav. Umiyad shetizgarish hariyu kishar kol odom. Since this is a koinam kolel, it's a koinam proti which is kolel. And therefore, he's got to be mefer. He's got to be mefer chelko. Is that right? Why does he have to be mefer chelko? Because okay. So that's the question of the first kasha. So we'll come to that whether he even has to be mefer chelko. But the Rashal holds that he has to. The Marshal holds that he has to be mefer chelko. And once he's finished being a baal, he goes to being a regular person, so because it's koilel. So he says, "Eina chinami." If it's koilel, if it's truly koilel, then after the gerushin, he becomes part of the whole olam. If it's intimate, only beino leveino, then he doesn't become part of the olam because the olam is nasid. So here we're looking at: is it only him or is it everybody? We're not looking at whether it's a koinam kloli. A koinam kloli is an isur hanor that affects the one who made the koinam too. That's what a koinam kloli is. This is a koinam proti. It's a kind of proti that's koil of the world, it's a kind of proti that's not koil of the world. And that's the chidush the Maharshal creates.
Yeah, except the Lashon Kola. We keep saying Lashon Kola, which might move you to think Kali.
Clearly, that's where the Ksves HaChoshen goes, because there's no, where does the Maharshal get it from, that there's such a thing as a koil? Right. But I'm suggesting that's the Maharshal's chidush to explain the tour. To explain the tour. So now the Bach and the Smach come along, the Prisha and the Bach come along, and they want to use the Maharshal to answer the first one too. And they want to say, the Bezeh Mutuz Gam Kushya Rishoyin, that the Shapir Chal HaNeder, Afal Pishihi Mishubedet Lo Mitam Shihu Koilel. If it's a Koilel, says the Bach and the Smach, then why can't we answer the first Kasha too, and say, even if she is, what did the Beis Yosef ask? How can it be chal on herself? She's meshubed to him. Answers the Prisha and the Sma. Since she's not meshubed to the Oilom, she can make the Isur on the Oilom. And if she's made the Isur on the Oilom, he's part of that Oilom. Now the Maharshal didn't answer the first one, and it might be because he holds he's not part of the Oilom until Gerushin. So that could be a sub-machlokes. But they're all of the view that there's a, we're talking about Loshen Koilel and Loshen non-Koilel. We're not coming on to a Loshen Kloli. Now comes the Taz, Elu Baha Milsa, Delezelo Mahani Mashu Koilel. The Koilel won't help for the first Kasha, to say, how's it Chal at all? He's got a Shibud. Varaya Mufureshis, Basarin Zadorim. Where does he get that from? Ye katshu yodai lo isehem. I don't know what she means by yosehen. It could mean the one who does it. In other words, it's mekudesh. It's kodesh to me. I'm the only one who can use it. It has din loisehen to the one who uses her hands. Meaning she's kolel the whole oilam, but it's not a koinim kloli. She's not saying I won't have handoff from what I do with my maase yodel. So the Taz wants to say, this is a kinom for the whole world, and this is and they're supposed to be meshubed lebal. How does that work? So you see that even if she asses the whole world, the Gemara thinks the Baal's thing does work. Right. Says the Ktzos HaChoshen, but he's wrong. This is not a kinom klali. If it were a koinim kloli, how could you answer itzdala? We're saying, Ktzos HaChoshen, excuse me, you're right, it isn't a koinim kloli. Who's talking about koinim kloli? Even the Taz agrees it's not a koinim kloli. What he's saying is it's a koinim kolel. And all he's proving is that in a koinim kolel, the husband is included. And that's why the Maharshal doesn't answer the first question with us. That's all he's saying.
The Loshen kolel. The whole world, including the husband, but not her. Right?
Yes. So the Maharshal, so all of these people, the Maharshal, the Prisha, the Bach, and the Taz, all understand, they're all on the same page. Their machlokes is he included in the Loshen Kolel before the Gerushin or isn't he? Does the Shibud, when she asses her body, Latashmish, L'chol Ha'ilom, does that include the shibud that he holds over her? Or do we say, no, taka, als Baal, he's not included. Baal, als kol ha'ilom, he is included. Says the Maharshal, no, Baal is not included, but he becomes included after Gerushin. Says the Sma and the Bach, he should be included even before. So that's their machlokas. This whole debate is around a kohen and proti, which is on kol ha'ilom.
So really,
machlokas in Loshen and the other, I suppose. Among them.
What
Yes, or it could be a little bit more than that. It could be a machlokes in the how you view the husband. Is he a species on his own? Does he have his own set? That is that when a woman talks about for in a woman's world, there's the world and there's my husband. And it's an interesting world of yours, isn't it? According to the mashal, there's the world and there's my husband. So if she says the world and the base Yosef would hold the same, is that right? Because the mashal asks, no, the tur would hold the same. Is that right? In the woman's world,
right.
Yeah. So in the woman's world, there's the whole world and there's my husband. These are two completely separate units of people. I view the world in one way and I view my husband as a separate species. So if I use Loshon Kol Olam, it's not just a Loshon Bnei Odom, it's really understanding a woman's relationship to her husband, to her relationships to her husband, and her relationship to the world.
And what if she includes both?
If she says it, absolutely, my husband, and then the husband piece won't be Chal because he's got a Shibud. Then everybody would agree. That would be no problem.
Well, I think the Bacham priesthood would say, Mihu the Chal Kol Olam. Call on him as well.
Yes, but that they say that even if she doesn't mention his name.
If
she mentions his name, then even the mashal will agree. Everybody will agree then. Uh-huh. Everybody on this page will agree that it's covered. Because the whole question is what if she doesn't include him? So let's go back to the tur and the Beis Yosef's machlokes. So the tur says Koinom Tashmishi al Kol Ha'ilon, he has to be mefer. Asks the Beis Yosef, but there's a shibud. Answers the Bach and the Sma, the Shibud doesn't work because the Shibud isn't al Kol Olam and he is included in Kol Olam. And therefore, they're defending the Shulchan Aruch, is that right? They're saying therefore the Beis Yosef's, no, they're defending the two. And therefore the Beis Yosef didn't need to change the Loshen, even if she said Koinam Tashmishi al Kol Ha'ilam, the Neder would be Chal and he would have to be Mefer. Says the Beis Yosef, no. If she says Al Kol Ha'ilam, that excludes the husband.
He doesn't have to be
Mefer because he's got a Shibud. And he's not included in Kol Ha'ilam except for after Gerushin, which the Maharshala disagrees with. So the...
His Shibud is stronger.
The Machlokes here is, did the Koinam attack his Shibud at all? It's not how strong his Shibud is.
Uh-huh.
According to the Sma and the... Yeah, according to the Sma and the Taz, according to the Sma and the Bach, and therefore the Beis Yosef, is that right?
It would. According to them, it would include.
According to the, when the Tur says, it's Chal, it's because, not the husband. Because the husband is part of the Olam, and the Olam has no Shibud. And the Olam has no Shibud, right. Husband included in the Olam, that's how the two, and the Shulchan Aruch says, no, the woman's husband is in a different world. She asked it on that, but she can't ask on him. He's not part of the Olam, he's husband. And husband has Shibud. That's how they would. Comes the Ktzos HaChoshen and says, but this is a Koinam Klali. How can you say this is a Koinam Prati? Because the Ktzos HaChoshen won't consider the possibility that a koinam on the whole world
could be proti.
Because there isn't such a... Not that there is such a... One could say that. And that maybe would be proti. But when the Gemara compares its tefillah and says, this is a kloli, and this is a proti, it means directed at a specific individual. Whatever language you used, it was directed at the husband. So if you hold it has to be the husband mentioned, she mentioned the husband. If you hold it included in Kol Olam, included whatever it takes to include the husband, to target the husband was targeted. That's how the Ktzos HaChoshen says, I don't know any other chilukim that the Gemara could be dealing with. That's their machlokes. So how would he come out on that basis? So he comes out then that you can't bring a raya from here. Is a koinam prati. And therefore, that's why you need to be mefer,
right.
Because or you need to be malim the shibudei de baal. But and itzdele is a koinam klali in the truest sense of the word. Itzdele is like a korban.
And is mafia the shibud?
Yes.
Yes.
Itzdele is like a korban.
No, it's not shy.
He somewhere
at the end here.
No, he said the teretz on it.
Because he puts it into a category with kol.
He said the tirtzu. Teheicha de neser lekol haolam leka lemeichas lemafkir nei yeshiva.
Yeah, and therefore you don't have to be malim. You don't have to worry about it being mafkir mid yeshiva and say, so I've got to be malim the yeshiva. You only have to worry that if there's a possibility he's using it for malintent. But if he does it, if it's a kohen klali, including himself, then it could be mafkir the yeshiva. Then it could be mafkir the yeshiva. So there's no malim, so there's no question of having to be malim. So now the only question is it mafkir mid yeshiva altogether? So we've said, if it's a kohen klali normally and it's kedushas domim, kohen klali is normally kedushas domim. Is that right? Therefore, Kedushas Domim is not Mafkiya Midei Shibud. Itztila is different. Itztila and Korban, real Korban, that's different.
Sorry, how do you understand Lekal and Meichash L'Mafkiya Midei Shibud? It should be, it is Mafkiya.
In the case of Itztila. Is that the misprint one?
No, unless you have a different...
Lekal and Meichash U'Mafkiya Midei Shibud.
That's what you have Vatirtu, Teheicha Denesel Chol Ha'olam Lekal Lemeichash.
Vatirets, Teheicha Denesel Chol Ha'olam Lekal Lemeichash, U'mafkia Midei Shibud. That's how it is in Tosfos. So you're right to be struggling. You're right to be struggling. No. Absolutely. Lekal Lemeichash, U'mafkia Midei Shibud. Vim ken al kochach hoi di yekadshi yodai lo eseyim, hainu al habal l'chude. No, we say it's not al habal l'chude, it's al kol ha'olam, except her. So Rashi, maybe learns differently that it's al habal l'chude. V'imken vaday daku rabbanan b'milta shapir. Maybe he uses Rashi as his smach. That this is it's either husband, it's either targeting the husband or it's koinam klali. There's no such thing as targeting a whole group of people and then figuring out if the husband is the husband isn't.
So when she says yikachu yare le'o sehen,
she means the husband.
And not as well everybody?
Maybe everybody. It's irrelevant, he says. All I'm concerned is she targeting the husband?
Right, so she can use a lashon kola and target the husband specifically and have it be considered a prati and have it apply
so
on...
He might say whether she can use a lashon kola or not depends maybe on that whole machlokes, Turin, Beis Yosef and all that kind of stuff. You guys figure that out. All I'm telling you is what she...
It's
between him and her, it's a proti, and whatever mechanics you need to make it a proti, the Gemara says that's talking about a koinam proti targeted at her husband.
And all those other men that she mentioned.
And so then there'll be a machlok. Did she mention them? Did she mean them? Are they, aren't they? But the whole world, everybody, and he says, yeah, that must mean the husband too. Although Rashi says, Ala bal ka amra l'chude. Because she oseihem probably means lo oseihem, he for whom they're done. Lo oseihem meaning the the question is what she means lo oseihem. Does she mean the Ribbono Shelem? It's hektish to the Ribbono Shelem, the one who made my hands.
So then why do we have to say that it's the kishin iskaris, right? There's a shibud that will prevent it, but then when he gets divorced, he's now no longer the husband,
right?
And now we're concerned that the konum will kick in, right?
That's the best years of second kasha.
Right. So, at that point, he's no longer the luchud guy.
And there's nobody left.
And there should be nobody left.
And you're right. According to Rashi, that whole discussion in the Taz doesn't start. That Rashi is very difficult.
But even Pashup Shah and Gemara, the Magarsha were afraid he's going to divorce her.
But you know what Rashi probably holds? What Rashi probably holds is, again, that there's a Koinam Proti and there's a Koinam Kloli. It's either the whole world, including you, or it's a named individual. To say the whole world and mean, but not me, there isn't such a Loshin. So the question is just, is it targeted or is it Kiddushas Aguf?
So if you say it's targeted, then we're... Olim, the husband, and now they get divorced. What happens?
Now they get divorced, says the Marshal, this is a Beino Leveno, and that after the divorce it shouldn't apply, and after the divorce it should, then it's Beino Leveno, and after the divorce it should apply as well, which is what the Beis Yosef says.
So So even though they get divorced, the luchud thing is still on this one man. His shiva disappears. He becomes a regular guy.
Since it was chal, it remains chal until she remarries.
I thought the concern of the chimagarsha was that he moves out of husband status and becomes one of the guys, and therefore.
But not according to the Beis Yosef.
Depends which.
Not according to the Beis Yosef, only according to the Marshal.
And in the Ketos and in Rashi here.
We should actually summarize, because now we have so many shittas. We should actually see, you know, are there? It's seeming to me, and I need to do it on a piece of paper. But it's seeming to me that there are two, you know, primary schools of thought. And the one breaks up into a couple of subsections. Mm-hmm. There's the Ktzos HaChoshen and the Rishonim he can bundle with him, maybe Rashi. Well, there's probably Beis Yosef and Tur. Mm-hmm. What I'm not sure about is Beis Yosef and Tur a sub machlokes outside of all of this, or are we actually looking at a machlokes Beis Yosef and Tur? And all of that other discussion with the Marshal and the Sma and the Bach is around understanding the Tur, because the Marshal defends the Tur, and does he defend him completely or not? Is all around that. So that's what I wanted to really clarify: is how many do we have these two primary schools of thought, and if we have these two primary schools of thought, then it seems to me they are about whether there is such a thing as a kolel, as a kohen proti, which is kolel. And Rashi says there's no such thing. There's a kohen proti means you name the people. If you didn't name the people, it's irrelevant. You can't make a klali out. The only way you can make it klali is to make a kedushas aguf. But if it's not a kedushas aguf, you're targeting it. You've got to name the guys.
So when he said vani tama al atmi, the mashkos of ataz lochich the ein lechalik ve nasra kol olam al bal, what was his tama?
Because he's coming from the world view that there's no such thing as a kohen. It's either kedushas aguf or it's kedushas. It's either kohen klali or kohen proti. Clear from the Gemara that contrasts itztila with ma'aseh yodeho, and says itztila is a kohen klali. Clearly, this is a kohen proti. Kohen proti means it's targeted to a named individual, as Rashi says. So what are they talking about that it's a kohen klali? Where do they get it from? We answer: they didn't mean a kohen klali. They meant a kohen kolel. They don't even say kohen klali. They don't use the word. They use the word kolel, and that's a term introduced by the Marshal to defend the Tur against the Beis Yosef. Mm-hmm. So the Tur then would hold that there's such a thing as a kohenam kolel, and the Beis Yosef would not.
And the Beis Yosef therefore would not be made for answer, right?
I think that's how it's coming out. Mm-hmm. So machlok is Tur and Beis Yosef, and the way the Ktzos HaChoshen understands things, he understands the Beis Yosef clearly. The Marshal is supporting the Tur. And he supports the Tur with the creation of a Kohenam Kolel. And Rashi seems to support the Ktzos HaChoshen. And in fact, in the notes below, he brings a Rashi that is mefurish like the Ktzos HaChoshen on another issue. He brings a Rashi in Ksubas Nuntes. And Rashi says, So it's also al Odom Echod, that makes it Kedushas Haguf. So Rashi defines Kedushas Haguf as a Kohen Proti, which means Osur al Odom Echod.
And then we need to be all.
And he says here, he doesn't even realize, so to say. I mean, this parish here hasn't gone where we've gone to make this distinction. He just says this supports the Ktzos HaChoshen, and it supports him completely down to the core, the way we're learning it. She says Rashi altogether, and he says, "V'chvar omad b'ze b'mishnas Reb Aaron." Is that Reb Aaron Kotler? Do you think Mishnas Reb Aaron? In the Dorim, Shibarashi Mavur Kamoshikosov Rabbeinu, Vetomosh Rabbeinu Lohevize. So the Mishnah's Aaron says, I'm surprised that Ktzos HaChoshen doesn't bring Rashi. But he does bring Rashi, he brings him right here. This is the essence of Rashi's Shita. Rashi's Shita is that a Kohen Proti has to be delivered to. Yes, he says it in Ksubas, maybe more specifically, but this is the makor of it. The Ktzos HaChoshen does bring Rashi.
So at this point, Neither Konam will be Mafkiya Shiva. correct?
Yes, so the Persian stays by his position that nothing except itzter will be mafkiya mid the shibud.
And the Ramah, is he therefore cholik with the Ramah?
And he's got a problem with the Ramah. So now he says, v'chein posak haramo kan de osran l'chol ha'ilom mafkiya. So now the Ramo is right. When the Ramo says, if you're osran al kol ha'ilom, it's mafkiya mide shibud. Why? Because, so the reason is different.
It's a non-pidgin case.
Because there's no, kloli kosavna mitam acher. But the reason it's mafkiya mide shibud is for a different reason. The reason is because there's pidyon. The reason
it normally doesn't is because of pidyon.
Because of pidyon. Right.
If it was a case, you're saying without pidyon.
Leaving the itzel aside for a moment, a koinim kloli has pidyon, and therefore it's not mafkiya midei shibud. Is that right? And therefore the Ramo is right.
The Ramo was Asran al-Kala'olam is mafkiya.
Asran al-Kala'olam, he says it is mafkiya. So what? So he says, really, it shouldn't be mafkiya. But the reason is,
so
it shouldn't be mafkiya.
Because
there's pidyon. Umi yohosum gabi koinim tashmish afil Asran al-Kala'olam lo shayach pidyon. So now he's created a new thing. Now he's created a new thing, which is a kolel, well not a kolel, a kloli, which is kedushas haguf almost.
Right, like hektish.
A kloli, which is a kedushas haguf, like hektish. And that makes sense because you've got hektish as the model. I mean, real korban, not hektish, you've got korban.
The absolute.
Both
kind of
strongest
kind of. So let's have Levim Ken Bezek, Kivan de Osro al Kol Ha'ilom. He's going back to the Tashmish, is it right?
Yes.
Harehu Mafkiya Mide Shibut, Kahai Itzra de Pasu Amitna, because there's no pigeon. So there's a technicality that makes it, it's a Koinam Kloli, should be Mafkiya Mide Shibut, but isn't because it's like itztele, it's a koinam kloli that is a kedushas haguf.
No pidyon. And then rings the bell.
Therefore it is mafkiya.
And therefore it is mafkiya. But here, in the Ramo's case, there is pidyon and it should not be mafkiya. And it.
There is pidyon, maybe there's no pidyon. That's what Ramo means.
You just have to say, like he wants to learn the Rashbo, then maybe there's no pidyon in a koinam kloli as well.
No, I'm learning that there's two types of koinam klolis. And it depends on the circumstances. If there's pidyon, then that turns it into kedushas damim, and essentially it's not mafkiya.
Yes.
If the circumstances are such that it's not shaykh to a pidyon, or there isn't a pidyon,
like it's
then or it is mafkiya, and that's what the Ramah means.
But here we're talking about a bal chov. We're talking about a guy who's got a field, and he makes a koinam, and he makes the field is about an apotiki here. Isn't that what we're talking about? We're talking about a malve and a loive. We're talking about the malve. This is a loive who's trying to assert his property on the malve. So if he asserts it al kol ha'ilom,
otherwise we're left with
cash on the Ramo.
Asking on the Ramo. You're trying to resolve the Ramo by saying,
I thought that's what he's doing.
No, so he hasn't resolved the Ramo.
How can he? Is Rabbi Lapin saying it's because the case itself is dummy.
He hasn't resolved the Ramo. He's left with a kasha on the Ramo.
The afil of the kedushas aguf lo yachal asron kol. He says by kedushas aguf lo yachal asron kol al mal v'lechud lo yimay yud chasi konem alav elim kain asron kol oilam. So
get rid of the paper.
Well, if the type of koinam that you do renders the thing kedushas aguf,
right?
Then
that's
present. Oh, al kol ha'ilam. You want to say like al kol ha'ilam including me? Al kol ha'ilam meaning including me. That's a kedushas. That's a koinam kloli. A koinam kloli is al kol ha'ilam, and that's a normal
pidyon ability.
Yeah. How would you remove the pidyon ability? Other than if it's something like where you give it to as a korban, or it's Isur Hanor because it belongs to the mace, yeah, are the only two cases we have.
So, when he says you, I feel the Kedushas are good, the Kedushas are good.
Sounds like
the type of koilal that you made, no, you, the type of konim klali, you've said it on everybody, but the type of, like you've made it into a korban, for example. Isn't that potentially what all might mean?
Yeah, but how can you do that here? With this, you've made it into a like a korban, it means a korban, but not like hektish. With the sode, the most you can do is make it like hektish.
You want the ultimate astronaut kala olam, so I'm going to make it a korban. You want to try to get rid of the damim.
But we've had all the cases according to the Kses HaChoshin, even where it's on kol ha'olam, including himself. That's a kedushas damim. That's a kohenim tolly. That has pidyon, like Rabbi Meir says, and therefore it's hektish. It has the same din as hektish. That's as far as you can go with something that isn't a korban.
So why would he use a lashon? The way it came is because it v'chein pasakar amokan. It was like,
you know what? Let's just finish these last two words, and then let's run through it again quite quickly, and try and just get the flow of it. V'abach kosov mishum koilel. The Bach writes that the reason is because of Kohel. Right. You don't have to come onto it being Kohel or not Kohel. And we would have to see whether maybe the Bach here again is talking about Kohel and not Kloli. You don't have to come onto that unless it's on the Baal Lechude, the case of, but the Bach holds. It is. So let's just run through it again quickly and get the Riyah to the Lishna and see if we can see what he's saying with the Ramo. So before we came there, he had a kasha on the Ramo, isn't it? He started with Tosfos. Let's go through the construction again. Yeah. He started with Tosfos from Ksubas Nuntes. Mm-hmm. There are two Yesodis in that Tosfos. The first Yesod is that the Almur le Baal, the same as Baal Chayv. So the din of Almur is not restricted to a Baal Chayv, but it's a general principle applying to anybody trying to use koinom to get a meshubad.
Not restricted to Isha and carries over as well
to Baal Chov. Not restricted to Isha, goes to Baal Chov as well. That whenever there's a case of a person using a koinom to try and get out of a shibud, we're mailing the shibud. That's the first principle. The second principle is, this is dafka b'koinomus, but in the case of itztelah, they don't do it because, and the Tzos HaChoshin's assumption, we don't do it because that's a Kedushas Domim.
Right.
Does the Tzos HaChoshin have any proof for that? That it's because it's Kedushas Domim?
The Mila, the Kikokas.
But does anybody actually say that? Does anybody actually say that, or is that his Peshat in the Tosfos? Yeah, but in the Dorim.
Konam Kol Yeshlo,
the Rambam.
I think that's his pshat in Tosfos.
He said, you think that's just his conclusion?
The only place he says it is v'chein kos v'atosvus and af memor medbeis v'harashbo b'chidushov b'taima de hektish domim enem afkia midei shibud. They explain the reason that hektish domim isn't mafkia midei shibud because
wasn't it Rabbi Meir?
Yeah, it was just Rabbi Meir, but Rabbi Meir doesn't actually say hektish dom. He just says that you're moal
and therefore you have pidyon.
And therefore you have pidyon. So we know that you've got pidyon. So we know that in a koinam kloli there is pidyon and it's hektish domim and it's kedushas domim. Mm-hmm. What I don't know that we know is that the reason it's not mafkia mi bal chayvoy, there's not mafkia mi de shibud, is because it's hektish domim, because it's kedushas domim.
Well, we said there's this domim versus the shibud domim.
So who said that? Was that a shita of Tosfos? That's actually the reason. In other words, was that in the Rishonim itself? Let's assume that it is for a moment. Let's assume that it is for a moment. So then what he extracts from that Tosfos is that Kedushas Domim, is Koinam Kloli is Kedushas Domim, and Kedushas Domim is not Mafkia Midei Shibud. That's one thing. And Koinam Proti would be Mafkia Midei Shibud, but they're Malim. Therefore, it comes out that there's no Koinam that is Mafkia Midei Shibud. In that case, he asks on the Ramo, how can you say that if it's a Koinam Kloli, it's Mafkia Midei Shibud? It isn't Mafkia Midei Shibud, not because of Malim, they don't have to be Malim. Because it's a Koinam Kloli. A Koinam Kloli is not Mafkia Midei Shibud. So that's his Kasha on the Ramo.
That was right at the end of the Rajva.
Right. He comes back. He comes to that. And he goes through trying to do it, and he comes out and he says, "Well, chenira is daisy. The koyim kloli ainu mafkia midei shibud, v'hanira is daisy kasavti." So yes, there are all sorts of ways to figure things out, but to me, it's clear that a koyim kloli is not mafkia midei shibud. Once we've got that clear, then he says the whole debate in the Taz doesn't make a whole lot of difference to me, a whole lot of sense to me, because the Taz's core raya is from Yekadshu Yodai Lo'esehen. And he wants to say that that's a Koinom. He wants to say the Taz wants to say it's a Koinom, it's a Kloli. Says the question, there's no way it can be a Kloli because we separated from Itzdala. And if it's not a Koinam Kloli, then we're back to saying that a Koinam Kloli is not Mafkia Midei Shibud. And if a Koinam Kloli is not Mafkia Midei Shibud, we've got a problem with the Ramo. Back to where we were. Where are you looking?
Well, towards the end of where we're up to.
Okay, so let's run through. Ayin b'yorodeh did it. So he brings the yorodeh, the enzori labalam evadeh about true cause of the effort, etc. So he brings avani, emeshulei docher rabbanim b'hamilta. This is all the Taz. On he goes. And the Sosachoshin interprets that to mean the loy mahani loshen koinam kloli levatil shibud shilo. A koinam kloli will not be mevatel shibud, which is against him. Because the Sosachoshin says a koinam kloli is mevatel. We're saying he didn't say anything about a koinam kloli, not talking about a koinam kloli. But the Sosachoshin sees that as a koinam kloli. Vani Thomas, so he asks, how can you say a koinam kloli is not mafkia midei shibud? How can you say a koinam kloli is not mafkia midei shibud? I'll prove it to you that the case that you're talking about there of Yodai, of Yekadshu Yodai, is not talking about a proti, it's talking about a kloli. Is that right? It's not talking about a kloli, it's talking about a proti.
Right.
But if it were talking about a kloli, then it would be mafkia midei shibud. If it would be talking about a kloli, then it would be mafkia midei shibud. The same as Itzdala is Mafkia Midei Shibud. The fact is that it's not Itzdala. That's how Tosfos explains the difference between Itzdala. So once again, a Koinam Kloli is Mafkia Midei Shibud. And I don't know what you're talking about, he says to the Taz. So the Ramo remains difficult. So to understand, the Ramo has to be going with the Shita of the Beis Yosef, not the Shita of the Tur. The way we're learning here, the Ramo must be going with the Shita of the Beis Yosef, that a Koinam Kloli...
Oh, he's bringing a riot to himself. You're saying, "Pashat the lo mahani loshen kolo levatel shibud," like I've been saying all along, that a kloli is not mafkia.
Well, he's undoing the riot against him.
When he said "vani toma al atzmi," he has a problem now.
Not on himself. He's not asking on himself. He's saying, "I am amazed. I myself am amazed at the taz."
Compared to Itzdala.
Yeah,
and Itzdala is the only case that.
And Itzdala is kloli, meaning that ma'aseh yodeh is proti. But that means we still stay with the principle that Kloli is Mafkia Midei Shibud.
But the Ketos says Kloli is not Mafkia Midei Shibud.
We're left with the fact that Itzdala as a Kloli is Mafkia is not Mafkia Midei Shibud, sorry. Itzdala is not Mafkia Midei Shibud.
Koinam Kloli is not Mafkia Midei
Shibud. And Itzdala is a Koinam Kloli.
Yeah, but it stands on its own, doesn't it?
The according to the Ksos HaChoshen, and the contrast to the Itzdala is Yekadshu Ma'aseh Yodai Lo'esehen. the way that Taz learns Yekachu Yodai Lamaaseim is that it's a Kohenim Klali, because she uses the Loshon Oseh. Asks the Ktzeis HaChoshen, it isn't Klali, it's Proti. And that's why it's not Mafkia Midei Shibud. And that's why it's not Mafkia Midei Shibud unless there's Olim. But in the case of a Klali, such as Itztela or any other Klali, it is Mafkia Midei Shibud. And if it is Mafkia Midei Shibud, what is the Ramo Paskening here that it would work if he said Al Kol HaOlam?
Yeah, I'm missing a piece. The Itztela case is categorized as Ikonim Klali.
Ikonim Ktzeis HaChoshen, yes, according to everybody. Ikonim Klali.
The widow has the Shibud and he has the Konim.
Yes.
And it's Mafkia her Shibud.
Right, because it's Klali. That supports the Ktzeis HaChoshen.
The Ktzeis HaChoshen wants to say that Konim Klalis are not Mafkia.
That Kohenim Klolis are Kohenim Klolis is not Mafkia. Correct. Kohenim Klolis is not Mafkia. So you've got to say Itztela is different.
If it's not Mafkia the Shibud, why isn't the Almanah Shibud? So maybe we'll say there's no pigeon there.
That's what I was saying.
Is that what we're saying?
Since really, Kohenim Klolis is Mafkia the Shibud. And this is a pigeon, in which case
it is. He says at the bottom. This is the bottom.
The Itztela case has no pigeon.
Itztela is a Kohenim Klolis and should not be Mafkia Midei Shibud. Right, but he's introduced anew because it doesn't. The reason that Kohenim Klali is not Mafkia Midei Shibud is because Yesh Lo Pidyon. Any Kohenim Klali that doesn't have Pidyon is an extreme case of Kohenim Klali. Because it becomes a Kohenim Klali, which is in fact a Kedushas Haguf.
Right, so then he says, Lechein Pasak HaRamah.
Where?
Lechein Pasak HaRamah.
Right, okay, so that's the difficulty. So let's just look at the Loshon. V'chein pirish Rashi ferek afa v'da ala bal kamer l'chudu v'imken vaday daku rabbonon b'milta shapir and a koinam kloli
usually not.
A koinam kloli would usually not be mafkia midei shibud. V'chein posok haramo kan that it's not mafkia midei shibud. And v'chein osor na kloli, he wants to say it would be mafkia. So that v'chein is causing us a difficulty. The Osron the Chol Ha'ilom, Mafkia. We've just said the Osron the Chol Ha'ilom is not Mafkia. What does he mean? V'chein posok haramo kan, the Osron the Chol Ha'ilom Mafkia. Ela de v'koinam kloli kosavnu mitam acher, de enu lafkia midei shibud. So he says, I see what you wanted to say, that he's actually answering the Ramo. V'chein posok haramo kan, the Osron the Chol Ha'ilom Mafkia. Ela de v'koinam kloli kosavnu mitam acher, de enu lafkia midei shibud kim deish lepidyon. Normally it's not mafkia because yesh lemidei pidyon, but here maybe it doesn't have pidyon. Umiyohosum gabi koinim tashmish afil osra kol oilam lo shayach pidyon. Vim kem beze kiman osra kol oilam harayu mafkia midei shibud. Kahayit itzle de basura damanim, etc., etc. But what about our case here?
What about where he's asking Rabbi Lapin said, is a pidyon case? It's a debt. How can you say Kohen Klali that there's no pidyon here?
So a difficulty that says a question is the loshon of v'chein posok haramo. Is he saying v'chein posok haramo, and therefore he's saying that we're talking about a case where there's no pidyon for whatever reason, which we don't really understand why that would be, and therefore it has the din of itzdina, or does he still have a problem with haramo? In other words, v'chein posok haramo, just like by itzdina, it's not Mafkia Midei Shibud. Here also it's not Mafkia Midei Shibud. Except that doesn't work.
Because
it's the law is different. The reason it works is because of Pidyon. And here there's Pidyon. So the Ramo shouldn't be passing. I think that's the way we've got to learn it. V'chein posak haramo kan, that just like it's the law doesn't take out of Shibud. So, and that's actually the Loshon of the Mordechai, if I remember correctly, in Ksubis, where he says it's the law doesn't take out, but a Kohenim Klali does. But it's the law doesn't take out. And like that, any Kohenim Klali. Only a Kohenim Proti doesn't. So the Mordechai also categorizes a Kohenim Klali with Itztela, and that's what he means by V'chein Posok Haramo Kan, that we're categorizing a Kohenim Klali with Itztela, and it's not Mafkia Midei Shibud. But now he comes along and he says, but the reason that it's not Mafkia Midei, and it is not, and it is Mafkia Midei Shibud.
You
is mafkiyah midei shibud ikir adin. That says the Ksas HaChoshen. The reason it's mafkiyah midei shibud is because yesh lo pidyon. The reason it's not mafkiyah midei shibud is because yesh lo pidyon. Itztila doesn't have pidyon. So you've got to pull Itztila out of the whole package. Once you've pulled Itztila out of the whole package, you're left with, our case should be with a regular Kohenim Klali, which is mafkiyah midei shibud, and what is the Ramo saying? I think that's how you would. The V'chein is just temporarily. V'chein, he puts it into that category of a Kohen Proti. Because until this point, there's Itztila and there's Kohen Proti. And yes, that leaves a difficulty with everything else that Ramo has said, which he answers in the last two words.
The only reason I think we came at a different angle is because if you look in the Ramo said, Va'afilu b'kedushas ha'guf, lo yachol asken al-mav al-achud. That means the Kohen Proti, which is considered kedushas ha'guf, does not work. It does make her a din, but and we're all in, right? But he's dealing with the original. So if you look at Dushas Aguf, lo yachol asher al mal v'lechud, now because of Olam. Ella im kain asher al kol Olam, unless you do a Dushas Aguf on everyone.
Ella im kain asher al kol ha'ilam.
Unless the Rama says you could do what you tried to do.
With Itztila.
Right, you do a kedushas haguf al kol olam. One case is itzla. Were you to do that, it would be mafkiyah midei shibud.
Yeah, I don't. There are two reasons why. Sorry.
And we're not necessarily limited to dealing in a debt in a bal.
Yes, I understand. The only difficulty with that is I think the only way that you could give it that extremity of kedushas haguf is if you put it into the category of a body of halachas that has that kedushas haguf. So when you take an animal and you say hareze korban, you're putting it into a category which applies real kedushas haguf to it. You throw the itzle into the coffin. You're putting it into a category of nisur hanor because it's nichse hames. You can't just say, "I want this to be hekdesh," but the hekdesh like a korban, but it isn't a korban. There's no such halachic space for it. So it would be very difficult to say that's what he's saying. I want to look at the Loshon a little bit more carefully, but to me it is, so if you just look at this and we'll finish off, the V'chem Shavir Agav V'da'abayachanem and Echudu V'im Kein V'adai Dokhu Rabbonon B'milta Shapir. So what's Dokhu Rabbonon B'milta Shapir? That a Kloli is, what did the Rabbonon say there? The Taz and so on? No, not the Taz, the Bach and the Sma. So what did they want to say? That when you're Kolel, which he takes as a Kloli, It the shibud of the Baal doesn't help. Isn't that so? Because it's a kloli. So he says they're right to say that when it's a kloli, the shibud of the Baal doesn't help. It's moitzi midei shibud. V'chein posel karambam kan, dosu nechole mafkiel, ela b'dechinim kloli kosafne mitam acher, de'inu la, but the reason it is, ela b'dechinim kloli kosafne mitam acher. But what is the reason? The reason is because of shibud. The reason is because of pidyon. And that reason doesn't apply by itztila, but it does apply in the case of the field. I think that is. I need to do a little bit more work on this last piece, and then in Yirat Hashem next time we'll do Sifkot and Vov. The first part of Sifkot and Vov is quite easy because it goes back to all the stuff we've done already. It's just the last part. So next week I am away again, but we can do it on. Maybe we should do it on the phone next week, so we don't miss another week.
Are you here Shabbos?
I'm not here Shabbos. That's the last my last away for 2 months after that. If we can do it on the phone,
what's your schedule exactly?
I'm leaving on Monday, and I'm away for 10 days. It's a long. Mm-hmm.